Comedian Matt Bellassai, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk.
So you have this very self-deprecating style, and you see that in your bio too. You poke a lot of fun at yourself and say how nerdy you were growing up. So I'm curious when comedy came into your life and what kind of role it played for you.
I think I've always felt like I've liked being a funny person kind of beneath the surface. But in terms of thinking about comedy as like a thing I could actually do as a job, it really wasn't until recently when I started kind of making videos on the internet and seeing that people really enjoyed them. I sort of realized, oh, this is a thing I can actually kind of make a career out of. And people like me enough that I could travel around and do shows and kind of do this for a living. But I've always loved to laugh and liked making other people laugh. So it's always been there, but it's been a recent kind of career choice.
Who made you laugh when you were young?
My family has always made me laugh a whole lot. And now they probably don't like that I have a microphone and a camera and a stage that I can use to make fun of them on a larger scale. I always joke that I got made fun of by family members when I was younger, but that was just at home. Now I have the power to turn it on them, and they have no control over it. But it was always, I think we always were laughing. I always watched a lot of sitcoms when I was younger too. I really liked, everybody makes fun of me for this, but Everybody Loves Raymond was like our family gold standard television show. But it was, you know, I grew up in an Italian family, and to see that sort of like overbearing mother figure type and just all of those dynamics I sort of saw reflected, and the fact that someone can make a show like that and kind of reflect my family on TV was amazing. So I haven't seen it in a long time, though.
Now I bet you want to go maybe just binge it again, just for old time's sake.
I should, yeah.
So lots of fans know you from YouTube and social media. You won the fan-voted People's Choice Award for Social Media Star last year. You have a couple web series. You did Wine About It, and To Be Honest, that's what you're doing right now. I'm curious about what it's like to perform stand-up after kind of doing web series and podcasts. What is it like to have the audience right in front of you now?
Yeah, it's different. I like it a lot, though. It was scary the first time I did it because, you know, it's a lot safer to put a video on the internet, and maybe people don't like it, but at least they're not there in your face saying, I don't like it. But I've been fortunate that I haven't had any terrible experiences on stage. I'm fortunate that because people know me from my videos, and they kind of have a certain set of expectations going in, and they're there to have a good time and to laugh. So it's been a lot of fun. All the audiences that I've had have been super supportive. It's like a big party, and everybody comes out to have fun. So, you know, I've been fortunate that the audiences that come out have made it really an easy transition, and it's a lot of fun for me. I hope just as much as it is for them. But it's a different kind of thrill to have everybody right in front of you. And yeah, you don't know whether a joke is going to land or not until you say it out loud, and they either laugh or they don't. So I've been lucky that for the most part, people have laughed, but there's always that little bit of doubt where I'm like, this might not go as great as I hope, and we'll find out at the end of it. But it's exciting. It's more exciting to do it live.
So where are you kind of focused? Where you're turning your critical and sometimes a little bit cynical, maybe, eye in your comedy now?
I mean, there's almost too much to choose from. I like to say that. I mean, I like living in a big city because I only have to walk outside for 5 minutes, and I have a whole new hour's worth of material to get angry about. Other people tend to give me most of my inspiration. Just, and by that I mean just experiencing other people sometimes is too much, and I have to vent about it. But I balance so much of it, like you said at the beginning, with like self-deprecating humor. I'm always my biggest target, and I think in my experience, if you strike the right balance, people like coming out and seeing someone not take themselves too seriously. It makes them feel a lot better about themselves. So I like poking fun at myself a lot, and I think it kind of gives the audience a little bit of a sigh of relief that they can laugh at themselves because I'm not taking myself too seriously. But I've performed a lot over the past couple of years and have made fun of myself a whole lot. And I'm starting to think I need to turn the tables a little bit more. I need to correct the balance and maybe make fun of myself 20% of the time and then pick on everybody else 80% of the time.
You're like, all right, I've shown that I can take it. Now I'm going to dish it out a little bit.
Right.
Well, Matt Belisai, thank you so much for speaking with me today, and we can't wait to see you here in Aspen.
Thank you so much. Can't wait to be there.